This is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle. Today, I'd like to talk about the responsibilities of the mayor of the city of Worcester. During the recent election campaign, the focus on the mayor's race was on whether it's a full-time or a part-time job. In order to determine this, we ought to understand the duties of the position and how Worcester is faring with respect to those areas of public policy over which the mayor has some responsibility. In addition to serving as chairman of the city council, the mayor serves as chairman of the school committee, which oversees a district facing enormous challenges. The Worcester Public Schools is far and away the largest department of municipal government, employing approximately 2,800 public employees with a budget of close to $350 million. The district was identified for corrective action by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education for failure to make adequate yearly progress in all its subgroups and in all grade spans over several years. In addition, the state recently identified a third level 4 school in Worcester because of low performance on MCAS, English Language Arts, and math tests over a 4-year period, and failure to show signs of substantial growth over that time. There are about 40 level 4 schools across the Commonwealth, and Worcester Public Schools has 3 of them. About 2,000 students leave Worcester Public Schools each year to attend charter schools and other school districts as part of the state's school choice program. That number does not include those who attend private and parochial schools. The school committee, at a fractious meeting last week, voted to extend the superintendent's contract on a 4-3 vote. All of this is occurring at a time when there is greater recognition than ever of the need for a public school system that can educate our future workforce for the sophisticated jobs of the 21st century and expand our tax base with middle-class homeowners and growth businesses. The newly elected mayor, unlike his two predecessors, does not have the advantage of having served on the school committee. While I'm sure he has considerable familiarity with the Worcester Public Schools, learning the operations and programs in the detail necessary to set policy during challenging times and to lead a fractious school committee will require considerable time and energy. A second major responsibility of the mayor is to work with the city manager to encourage and follow policies that are compatible with Worcester's stated goal of promoting economic development and an openness to business expansion and retention. Expanding the tax base is the only way that we can hope to reduce the extraordinarily high tax rates on businesses as well as homeowners and have sufficient revenues to improve public services. Often, however, the stated policy is at odds with political reality. A recent example occurred when the mayor, city councilors, and a top aide in the congressman's office tied a lucrative tax break for the new St. Vincent's Hospital Cancer Center, a largely privately funded project, to a pro-union labor agreement. Email messages showed that Central Mass union leaders obtained concessions from the hospital and lined up votes on the council for a $9 million plus tax break if the hospital's parent company, Vanguard Health Systems, agreed to a memorandum of understanding with trade unions. The labor agreement, which spokesmen for both the hospital and the congressman admitted could well increase the cost of the project, includes paying prevailing wage, usually only applicable for public projects, and providing health insurance and state-certified apprenticeship training. What message is it that we are sending to the business community? Welcome, if you abide by the unwritten rules of Worcester's politicians, which increase your cost of doing business. Worcester's mayor-elect has much work to lead the council and work with the city manager to project an image that will benefit the city and its taxpayers. It's a big job. This has been Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.